shitty.
Oh my God.
Wow. Nature is amazing.
Wow.
That is for Garrett, because Garrett claims that sea cucumbers aren't real things. Not only are they real things, they shit real shits. Wow.
Although.
That's amazing.
You know, when. How graphic do I want to get so early?
Very. Look, they've already had they've cleansed the palate with Aaron and Gino, so you can say whatever you want.
Apparently, that's what your poops are supposed to look like.
It's
supposed to be like your arm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm doing something wrong. Oh, yeah, you gotta eat. You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Can I have a loan, anyone out there?
Some fiber.
are you cucumber healthy?
If you eat a sea cucumber, it'll just come out like that.
Yeah, the whole thing just comes out like another sea cucumber. And here's what really is a mind fuck. Then that sea cucumber shit will have a shit. Your toilet is just going to be a circle of life. Curled wise.
Wow.
Yeah. You look a little different.
Guys, I went back to the dark side.
Once you go black.
It does look a little black. It went a little dark. I didn't really want it this dark.
This is the darkest I have ever seen it.
This is closest to my natural hair color. I haven't had my natural hair color since like 2013, so.
Well, I mean, are Ukrainians, you're like the only Ukrainian I know, or half Ukrainian, and we're not even sure you are anymore.
I know.
Are they known to have dark hair, or is this just all the Italian in you, and that's why you have the dark hair?
I think it's mostly the Italian. I know that there are some Ukrainians with dark hair. There's also some who are very fair, so I don't know.
Are definitely very fair.
Yeah.
And this brings out the fairness.
I just
as far as I've never seen it this dark. I like it.
I want to, you know,
goth.
I feel like all more roles of like, you know, home wrecker, assassin, you know, lawyer who hasn't gotten laid in a while. Do you know, like all those
I
types
love that
of,
old movie trope. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Well, that will go towards
I've worked so hard building my career. I haven't had time for a man like that.
Wasn't it Ally McBeal? It, yeah. Like Ally McBeal was kind of.
No, she didn't have time to eat.
Oh, that's right. I'm confusing you and Bill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, can we do a side-by-side of Bill and Ally McBeal? Because I think there's more similarities there than we think.
Well, can I shave my legs first? All I remember is she had really short skirts.
They both love Harrison Ford.
I hope that we also have in common that we still hate Kingdom of the Skulls, and we shall never mention it when it comes to the Indiana Jones canon. Never!
Did you know that Harrison Ford used to be a woodworker?
Yes, he was a... I know everything about Harrison Ford, so how dare you. He was a...
oh, yes!
Wait, hold on.
I see it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. With the purse.
Let's have unisex
like
bathrooms. Dancing babies. That's all I remember from.
Is that a direct quote?
There was a dancing baby on the show, right? Okay. I've never seen a full episode.
I don't know. I was too young to watch it.
Well, all the girls in my class, because I'm old, watched it, and they would always tell me that Billy died. There was a guy on the show named Billy, and they thought that was making fun of me because that guy's name was my name, and they killed him off because of
some
contract. You know,
some people are so unoriginal.
Thank you!
I never appreciate, even if it's comedy or serious, especially tweets, when it's just the obvious joke, the obvious outrage. Take it one step further, and then maybe I'll respect you.
I agree wholeheartedly, but again, don't know what wholeheartedly means. You know what we have, not next week, which is sad because that's another week I won't be getting paid, but the week after that is we've got a lot of girls that are going to be on the Ladies of, I forget, that's the title,
Queens
right?
Queens of the Compound?
Is that what it is?
I believe, yes, Queens of the Compound.
I think you're thinking of Queens of the Stone Age, and that's a great band, so well done. We've got a new one, Amari, we have never gotten her, Stacey gave me her contact, I just booked her. Amari Castillo?
Amari.
No, I think my pronunciation is correct. I think you're on.
Wasn't she on In Hot Water?
When the moon hits your eye, like a big pizza pie.
That's of Amory.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Was she on In Hot Water last week, this week?
I don't think this year, but she's been on a few times last year, yeah.
Mm. She's going to be on with Luisa Ledesma. I should just call her Fluency. She'll be on with her that week. And we've got Wendy on that week. We're going to be promoting the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Which will be hilarious when no one shows up.
I don't think emceeing. Let me tell you.
Do you know what you're going to do yet? Because you're like the host.
No, I'm very good at winging it.
You are.
Karen Fiona. People are just going to come because she posts all those thirsty pictures. And I feel like, you know, all of us queens have something different to offer.
Do you?
And she's offering a packed house, so.
She's offering a packed house, but minimal in the rack. Do we have any of the thirsty Karen Fiona photos right now? She's silly with them on Instagram. I love how you're trying to save yourself right now.
No, it's just...
I mean, I am, like, creating awareness about thirsty.
Listen, when I was in my mid-20s, I was all about a good gym selfie, but the amount of time it takes to take the perfect one and post it, like...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good on you, Karen. Mm-hmm. God, we got to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of that photo. I can't Me Too emphasize that enough.
Look at how smart she looks there. You know?
Oh, she's so empowered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Look at those goals she set for herself.
That is... Well, there is an engine in the back of that Honda. That is fantastic. And yes, I mean, I'm looking at her goals. Wait, is there a picture there?
Are engines really in the back of Hondas?
No, I don't know why I said that. Gino gave me one too many shots before the show. Fair warning. You're really going to have to drive this fucking Honda into the wall. That's a great photo. I didn't realize she had such a horrific tattoo on her back. Kids, don't have tattoos until at least 30. Got to think this stuff through. Our own Lauren Savant, still getting it removed. It's been like 4 years.
But then I feel like at 30, the tattoos mean something.
Yeah, at the very least, you've had a life, you know?
I guess so. Sometimes I think the impulsive is fun.
Can clean your room and go to spin class. I love, that's my favorite part about sexy selfies. Give me the sexy selfies. I am your number one client. But don't try to justify it with the text. I'm like, Karen's one was just, I gotta clean my room, guys. You're in your underwear. What does one have to do with the other?
Well,
your room's dirty.
I appreciate that over the, you know, inspirational quote that has nothing to do with the thirsty selfie.
Look at, let's see what she...
Motivational Monday.
What's her quote? I post so many butt pics sometimes. See, this is better. Sometimes I forget how perfect my tits are. That's one. That's a better one.
Self,
I like that.
Love, confidence. I'm about all of this.
I like all of that because she's not hiding the point.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 points in this case. Mm-hmm. I like, that's great. But like the whole laundry thing, come on. You're in your underwear. And I love the fact that you mentioned the gym selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because, like, you did that, like, what, in your early 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dated a girl who's a terrible author.
I know.
She was doing those goddamn gym selfies well into her 30s. Some might say she's still doing them now. I would know. I don't look at her Instagram because I'm of sound mind.
I did recently because I was just curious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. How's it looking?
There isn't anymore. It's very professional now.
Well, you know why? Because I don't get into it. But like, I think the certain topics that she's writing about now, she felt she had to get that off for obvious reasons. But
or put it on. But
nicely done. Word.
I hate myself.
Play woman. I hate you more.
But yeah, no. I
fucking those gym selfies, man. And then, by the way, they were supposed to piss me off. The best thing you can do is not get pissed off, guys. It's my little hint to you. Although we did break up, so maybe. Do the opposite of my hands, like Gino's pegs.
I look like crap when I go to the gym.
Guys don't care.
I am
just happy to be in the sports
I am in that large free t-shirt you got for walking a 5K.
I totally see that about you.
I am in hand-me-down sweats from my older sister, who is like 5'10". So they don't fit very well. They're too big, you know. And I sweat. And my face gets very red to the point where once I was very concerned. So I Googled if that was normal. It is.
Well, so basically you work out like the way you are when you're on tequila.
Yes.
Yeah.
desperate. Desperate to feel better.
Like a skinny Ted Kennedy, whether you're working out or not. Well, but by the way, I could tell, because you're very scatological and you love nature, that you liked that sea cucumber.
I did.
Did you really?
I did.
It is. I told Gary, it's oddly hypnotic.
I love a good poop video if you saw yesterday's show.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you just look through her internet history. It's alarming. It's very German.
That's more research than it
is. Actually, are you sure you're not German? That's how fucked up her history is. Well, all right, I went down a weird sea cucumber wormhole. Ooh, I didn't even mean to do that. Thank you. Last night, they use their guts to ensnare fishes. Take a look at this video. This is really weird. Their guts come out of them.
It's guts. That's his gut. Its very own ring of fire. Their filaments are sticky and toxic.
God, I got it. I really need to get laid. This is pathetic. These are my nights.
If the fish gets caught, it might die.
Wow.
The fish wants no part intense. Of this fight.
That seems problematic about digesting anything.
Or this
anything.
Surprisingly resourceful
busy.
Lump.
Yeah, good on you, fish. Get the hell out of there while you can.
Do you know what? But this is why... I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. This is why we shouldn't cut up those six-pack holders. Because let's just put the fish out of their misery before it gets caught by the sea cucumber.
I thought you just wanted to kill the sea cucumber because it looks like they would fit much better into the actual
six-pack.
It's almost like a little P&V action, but it's just an example of a...
For the record, I use plastic straws. I will probably always use plastic straws. But I do cut up the six-pack plastic holders.
Because you like dolphins?
Because when I'm working at the bar and people see me doing it, I feel like they tip me more.
That's brilliant. That's a great idea.
They're like... Thank you so much for cutting that up. I'm like, oh my God, of course. Here's another plastic straw, you hypocrite.
You know what? That was the equivalent of me being at Fox News and biting my tongue whenever I wanted to say something bad about Bush. Because I knew people were watching. I knew it might have been review time. Who knows? Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very smart indeed, woman. What else did you do last night besides change your entire appearance?
Oh, gosh, I know. I started doing a lot of research. I don't know if I should say this. I will, because I'm going to give this up probably in a week. I've been doing research on some people because I might want to write either a TV show, a miniseries, or a film where I play one of these people, the Cushing sisters.
I don't know who those are.
So back during Depression-era America... They married into the wealthiest of American families. They were Minnie, Betsy, and Babe. Babe was one of the Swans of Fifth Avenue, one of Truman Capote's friends.
Oh, yeah.
She married this oil guy and then Paley, the CBS guy. Her daughter was married to Charlie Rose for a while. Betsy was married to a Roosevelt. And then... Someone else, I can't remember. And then Minnie was married to a Whitney, but before that, a real estate tycoon. But anyways, their mother just always wanted to marry them off to these wealthy marriages. All they really were socialites. But yeah, fascinating life. And so I would love to play Babe. She's the youngest of the sisters.
She's the one on the right.
I think so. She worked for Vogue. She was the only one who had a real career. Worked for Vogue. She was inducted into the Best Dressed Hall of Fame. I don't know what it's called. But she didn't really like her children. That's me. I think it's
the way their hair is.
Story.
I feel like I could play them.
I've been trying to do this research to find out more, but there really isn't a lot about. Because they were
all... What's the angle here? Is this a comedy? What are we doing here?
See, I was originally thinking a biopic, but there isn't a lot about their personalities because they were all about facade and image. So I think that it would have to be loosely based on, this idea of a family of three daughters. There were two sons. Forget about them. and just their lives and this mission to find these men. But then, you know, there were affairs and there were like, there was all this stuff. And
this is great.
I feel like lately with miniseries, people love like that decade, like through the 20s to the 50s, people love seeing stuff from back then.
Yeah.
You could easily do some time traveling sort of stuff.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. But I've never really written anything like this and I don't know where to start. But I'm just fascinated by these people.
Let's get to brass tacks. Can I play the sister?
Oh, yeah. You can play Minnie, who might have been a lesbian.
There you go. Well, even me or Gina, we'll both audition.
Okay.
Yeah, we can both kill in a lesbian role.
Excellent. Ugh,
and we can kill my...
I have the theme song for it, too.
Yeah. Actually, how amazing would that be?
Kanye would give you the
if rights. Everything was so true to the time period except the soundtrack.
Music. They like did the music that in one movie, in some like night medieval movie.
It was First Night, Heath Ledger, and yes, I am a virgin. But I will see you First Night and raise you Marie Antoinette. They did it in that one too. And yes, not only am I a virgin, but I am also gay. But yes, those were two movies where they did it.
So was Minnie's husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that they were her second husband. It was rumored that he was a big art guy, rumored that he was gay. And that she was too, and it was really just for companionship, the marriage, and for status. It wasn't.
Well, you know, at that time, they really had no other choice.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
Would it mean that you would have to dye your hair once again? I don't want it to fall off.
Oh, God. No, I'd probably wear a wig.
Oh, okay. Now, you are really no Christian Bale.
You know, there's a lot of steps before we get to, like,
hair and wardrobe. I'm already casting the rest of this.
But, yeah, so that's what I was doing last night. I was doing some research on them and...
Well, you know what else I was doing last night? I was supposed to finish this. Poor Garrett. I made him print out about 900 pages on this article for very little money for Entrepreneur. But instead, I went down a wormhole of Edward II. Now, I know you're a history buff.
Yes.
But I was saying that sarcastically, but thank you for answering so affirmatively. Did you ever see Braveheart?
Ooh, tried to. Fell asleep.
Are you kidding me? Even though it's about Scotland, why do you hate America?
I can't understand the thing they're saying.
Well, he says, I love you. Long. I always have. But in your case, I hate you. I always have. How the fuck? Wait, first of all, Braveheart is the opposite of boring.
It's just a lot of horses charging at each other.
Oh, Jesus. Last I checked, that's a snooze fest. Half of those horses die with giant lawn poles that turn into spikes because he looked at the trees and he came up with a great idea. Well, Jesus Christ. I don't even know if this is going to mean anything. But the bad guy in it is Edward Longshanks. He was the King of England, Edward I. His son, and this is very historically accurate, in an otherwise historically inaccurate film, his son very much was gay. He married the Princess of France to try to bring the kingdoms together. She wasn't so happy that he was gay. She ran off with another guy, started a rebellion, and ended up taking over England. This doesn't happen in the movie. And imprisoning him. And he gets executed.
Oh.
And he was executed in a way that was common for homosexuals at the
castrated.
Time.
Castrated.
Close, but not really. So I was watching Medieval Murders last night. It's on YouTube. I'm sure it's been on the BBC about three
Wait,
years
you
ago.
Wait, you sure you're a nerd?
Huh?
You sure you're a nerd?
No, this is the part where I actually say, just kidding, guys. I get laid a lot. Wait, let's do that again so I got it right. I get laid a lot. No one's buying it. But this is how, and the people, the real people that aren't her, that have seen Braveheart know who I'm talking about, his son. Remember Philip, his boy toy at the time? Edward throws him off a window. But this is how we think Edward II died. This is what I was watching last night. No!
His assassins burst into his cell, laid him face down on a table, and then inserted into his anus a cow's horn.
Anus?
The whole idea would be that there would then be no marks, no burns, no scars on the king.
Hold it.
You're not far off.
They then took a red hot poker
and
fire.
This is how he died, people.
And inserted it through the cow's horn into the king's bowels.
Imagine being this actor who's cast for the reenactment.
He was happy for the role. Why do I see you audition as the person that sticks the poker up his ass?
The screams could be heard outside the walls of the castle in Berkeley Village. It took him well over a quarter of an hour to die in dreadful agony. He eventually died of either a seizure, shock, or a heart attack.
Oh, man! No such thing as the good old days, people. Anytime you hear someone say the good old days, they're young. You know, gays don't have it great now, but better than back then. Good Lord. And he isn't portrayed weird because Mel Gibson directed it. He isn't portrayed very favorably in Braveheart. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say no one deserves that. Jesus. Well, on that, besides sea cucumber shitting and former kings of England
a lot of butt play
killed, a lot of butt play getting killed via red hot poker up their anus. Is there anything you want to get to before we get to our lovely guest?
No, let's bring him in.
Guys, I'm very happy that he's back. Constantine Morales, he is the two-time Tony nominee, American Idol finalist, and on February 21st, he'll be at the Beacon Theater with the Postmodern Jukebox.
I've heard of that.
Fuck you. Dave Temple, this Friday, January 25th, he'll be at Valley Forge Casino and Resort with fellow Philadelphia Jimmy Schubert. Go to vfcasino.com for tickets. If you don't, I will punch you in the face.
Hey,
wherever you guys want to sit, Sunday, February 10th, celebrate his birthday at the Knitting Factory. See, Gino gave me a shot. In Brooklyn, it'll be free. Hello, all Dave Temple fans. And finally, our rock, even though we haven't seen him in a while, and really pisses me off. Dave Lando, he may be the co-host of a little thing called the Anthony Cumia Show.
Maybe.
You can see his tour dates at DaveLando.com and watch his movie available on Amazon, The Kane of Detroit.
Order it now.
Does Detroit even still exist anymore?
It's
and can
better.
You be a Kane of
yeah,
it?
It has to get better,
yeah,
right?
It's getting better. The downtown area is getting better.
Yeah. By the way, I like that you all look like you're in a boy band together.
We are.
Someone dressed you all in similar, but you're like the athletic one.
Why?
You're the urban one.
Now?
And you're the artistic one.
You're the urban one.
So there's always one.
Urban means black, artistic means gay, Dave's the one that's getting kicked out of the band.
You're the best dancer. I see what you're saying.
I think we could pull that off. There's enough diversity, right? But someone has to be trans in order to pull this off.
Yeah. Looking at you, buddy.
Remember. Well, I know you were all about the Oscars,
yes.
Ladies' Choice, but I know what you're gonna pick. I haven't seen any of these movies, so
I just saw this movie two nights ago. The film "Can You Ever Forgive Me?" It stars Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. Really,
you know, really,
very good.
All right, I want to.
So I had the screener; it was sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let's watch it.
Mm.
Not what I expected.
Her performance. She was nominated for an Academy Award, but I think more importantly, she was also nominated for a Razzie. Which is
same
for
year.
The worst performances of the year for two nominations for The Happy Time Murders and Life of the Party. I'm not sure what that one is. Life of the Party.
Those even
I think
come
I've
out?
Scrolled
I
through.
I can't even imagine
shit.
Those even
yeah.
had a real theatrical release. Did they? I've never even heard of them.
I saw them.
Really?
The Happy Time Murders is the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
Mm.
And the other one is, she goes back to like the party, back to her high school days. And it's, I think, I fell asleep. It's terrible.
Okay.
Well, and the thing of it is I remember the trailer for, I think we showed the trailer like twice on this show.
The Happy Time. It's just like jizzing all
it
over the
It was like
office.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but with Sesame Street. I was like, that's brilliant.
I thought it was
wait for it. But
Avenue
terrible.
Q. Like Avenue Q. I was like, this is going to be awesome. And it's Brian Henson. It's Jim Henson's son.
Jesus, man.
So what it is puppeteers, not funny people, doing what they think would be funny with puppets. So it's just puppets fucking for an hour and a half. And you're like, this is not good.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad you saw it.
Two F-bombs already. I'm going to
But if
I'm going to stick up for Avenue Q. That's a pretty great show.
That is a great show.
Avenue Q is great.
I'm not knocking that.
I thought you meant Avenue Q sucked. sucked off.
No, Avenue Q.
No, Avenue Q's great.
Pretty great stuff.
We've all seen Team America World Police. That's how you make a funny puppet
movie. Now that it's closing, mm-hmm. I want an audition, finally.
So if McCarthy wins both of these, she'll be the second person to win an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year. The first was Sandra Bullock in 2009. She won Best Actress for The Blind Side and Worst Actress for the, quote, truly abysmal All About Steve. Which I don't remember that film either.
But that one sounds like it's about a
special. What's really cool, this is her. She went to collect her Razzie. That's how good of a sport she is.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is.
Like, she, good sport about it. I'm into it.
Sit down, this will be a long night. Sit down. Doesn't laugh at. I think this is an extraordinary award. And I didn't realize that in Hollywood, that all you have to do is say you show up and then you get it. Because had I known that, I would have said I was appearing at the Oscars a long time ago. No, but this is really wonderful for the most important reason, because they said no one went to go see this film, but I know that there's over 700 members here. And if I won, that means the majority of the 700 had to have voted, so that means 352, right? But something tells me you all
like
didn't really
watch the film. Because I didn't really, really watch
it. It was the 90s. Everyone was lesbian.
Actually,
we have T. Bullock here, who's not very happy with you guys.
Which also lets you know dudes were a little off, if that's what we were attracted to.
Yeah. We had no choice. What were the other options?
I mean, hold on. Can we look at her outfit and Bill's outfit? They're dressed exactly the same, even the hairs.
That's true. You are knocking somebody.
Why isn't Gino here so I can deflect some of the Bill's a lesbian stuff?
Bill looks like he's accepting a Razzie.
But that's part of her appeal there. You know, she knows she's playing into her audience. I remember when that happened. So when I read it on the breakdown, I was like, didn't that happen? All right, Sandra Bullock. But that's why she gets like 40 million streams of that crappy movie Bird Box in 1 week, because people love her.
I've not met one person that said Bird Box was good, but it's a success. It's huge.
Yeah.
And all these dumb kids are fucking pretending to do it.
Well, they released it at the best time possible, though. They put it out, they put it out on Christmas break with a star.
Everyone was just...
No, the placement was huge, the right person. We've seen it before. It was basically Walking Dead or, you know, but... Right.
It was disturbing behavior, Walking Dead. Like, whoever wrote it just took four movies and put it into one, which if you're going to sell to Hollywood, rehatch the same shit.
And I clicked on it because I thought it was I thought that was Michael Jackson is the reason why I watched that. Michael Jackson got a new movie out. She looks different, guys.
He did also blindfold children, so it wasn't too far away from that.
Take them on a little boat, yeah.
I condemn that. Can we go to some of the blindfolded children? Do we have any tape of that?
Blindfolded.
What did you think of Can You Forgive Me?
It's great.
Okay. Sorry. So I really liked it. I thought it was great. It is based on a novel. It's based on a true story. A real person who was a writer, so then she wrote this book about her life, so then the book was adapted to a screenplay. Directed by a woman. People are very upset that no female directors have been nominated this year.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, I think there's like 8 films that were directed by women this year. I have not heard of 7 of them.
That's the issue with all social justice warriors. They don't big up the successes. They only complain about the pitfalls.
Well, but the other thing is,
Ocean's 8 does not deserve an Oscar.
Well, yeah.
Good film.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. Another Sandra Bullock one.
Not Ocean's 8. I haven't entertained that one quite yet. But last night, Can You Forgive Me? I thought it was really well done. Not what I expected. And she's great in it. She is. Yeah. But how do you fault some of these actors when they're hot? Like Melissa McCarthy was so hot for like a 5-year stretch, and they made her do all these terrible movies. Like, when you're
not
on the crew and the set of like a terrible movie, they know.
Well, not only like that. Yeah. Also, these don't necessarily mean they were just produced. Like, this could have been the stuff that she was taking when she needed work. Yeah. And now that she's hot, they're like, oh, let's slide this out, you know, because people will come see it because it's got a name on it.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget, it's her second Oscar nomination, and people take comedies way too seriously now. Yeah. Like, a lot of her comedies that people didn't see, like Spy, that was hilarious. Like, there's
Spy
really
was good. That was the one with Jason Statham,
right? Where he just insults her the whole movie.
Yeah. So that's what did it for me. Statham being, like, funny.
I will tell you, like, we are seeing more and more comedians who are doing very serious films like this. Steve Carell in Beautiful Boy.
Yes.
Which, by the way, 3 hours of my life I cannot get back. It is.
Is it
so,
as awful as it looks?
So depressing.
Yeah. Quite depressing. I'm sure.
Performances are amazing, but so depressing.
I read
but
the
I
book.
Think comedians are some of the best dramatic actors.
So I'm gonna go see that Kevin Hart movie because it's Kevin Hart, but that's a weird thing for him too.
Where he pushes Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
in the
that's
chair.
The guy. Yeah, yeah.
It looks like they're trying way too hard.
Well, and then also there's a clapback about casting an incredible actor in Bryan Cranston, but as a paraplegic, mm-hmm. when there actually are actors out there that, you know, maybe could have played the role.
That is a weird thing to stand on. No, that is
a big
stupid.
Thing.
But
yeah.
if you have...
That's why no one's going to talk about that film.
No one knows...
But if you have comedy chops, you can always, I think, have the ability to do dramatic. Look at Tom Hanks. He immediately got an Oscar. Like, anybody who's been able to do comedy can transcend very easily.
Great directors
dramatic.
Bring performances out of those kind of really talented comedians, in my opinion. Like, they know how to just get them to that really just natural place where it's mm-hmm. like, it's not about playing to 4,000 people or, you know, or a skit or whatever, and they just get them to that, and they're just willing to do it, and that's why they get those performances, and then they can build on that.
But Constantine, did you see A Star Is Born?
Yeah, I did.
Bradley Cooper was not nominated for Best Director, and yet the two leads were nominated for their great performances.
And he's nominated for Best Picture, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't understand that. How do you not get nominated for Best Director, but it's still nominated for Best Picture?
Look at Scorsese.
Aren't you like the,
yeah,
I just
sorry.
Think that
yeah.
Does that happen? Great film.
He finally got one, but it was for The Departed. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
Yeah, but they do that often, surprisingly.
Right, and they award them maybe for something else. Mm-hmm. Like Spike, I got to be honest, I was so excited about that film. It is a cool story. It's based on a real story. His style is all over it. Great cast. Not his best film, though.
No, Black Klansman.
Black Klansman, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
end,
yeah.
The end is, it's yeah, too yeah, embellished yeah. at the end. Like, it's a great story, but it just goes, like, yeah.
This is the film. Not Do the Right Thing. Not Malcolm X. Not all.
Oh, they
movies.
Said that was his best?
Well, he actually wasn't, I think this is his first nomination.
Yeah.
Best film,
in
director
like years,
as well.
I think.
I think
I didn't even know. See, this is how bad I
think. Am. Bamboozled is his best.
There's some First Man this year. That's the best movie of the year. No
I
one
never
got
saw
to
that.
See
really?
It. Is it destroyed at Cannes or Cannes? How do you say it?
So, however pretentious.
Whatever.
Yeah. Cannes.
At
Cannes.
And some like right wing, you know. Conspiracy was out there about there not being an American flag in the movie or something, and them not planting an American flag on the moon. It's the most sick movie of the year, and no one's talking about it. But it's so weird, it's so political.
I think A Star Is Born though is the best. I mean, in my opinion,
good? She goes back and forth on it.
I loved it.
Initially liked it.
I loved it until I talked to my friend who was like, "There's a lot of problems in this movie."
Oh no, you're one of those people.
Wait, we got to do last names. Give Temple. We have two Daves. Give Temple your reasons why you are now.
Well, can I guess a reason real quick, though?
You know it.
Here's
you
why.
It.
It's because it does what every single movie about a singer does. When she comes out onto the stage in front of the arena, she belts out a song perfectly. The same as Eazy-E rapping a fucking one of the biggest hits in hip-hop in Straight Outta Compton. The same as Walk the Line when the band plays together and they're instantaneously
on key.
That's
such a better reason.
That is
than
a flaw.
And I can see it in her face that wasn't hers.
No,
I can see it.
That is
I can
reason.
See it in,
such a better reason.
No, it was so funny, though, because no, I could see in her face. Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
It's a fantasy.
Yes.
It was too long.
Why he was in?
And it was
he was
movies in one. Is it a movie about substance abuse?
Yes.
Is it a movie about a relationship, or is it a movie about career?
Well, at $36 a ticket. Thank you for squeezing three movies into one. Jesus Christ!
Actually, that's right. You're making your money.
We call that layered.
You might not have.
You see, there's an A.
Wait,
A story,
much.
A B
this
story.
Too much at one time. Wait. No, wait.
Yeah,
you know how you dress for winter? That you could do that in movies.
Who did you
layers?
Who did you go see it with?
I was gonna say
that's key.
I think my boyfriend.
Were you able to ask questions throughout the movie?
I usually don't ask questions.
You don't?
How dare you assume
that...
as a woman?
Why you gotta meet her like that? Why you gotta meet her like that?
It's a fantasy. I mean, he stumbles into this bar and she's like going on stage. I mean, it's a fantasy. You have to. It's not unlike going to a Broadway show and like you have to sort of walk in with like some suspended belief, like
yeah.
willing to have that because clearly it's not. it's a fantasy.
Yeah, there's no way you can approach a woman when she gets off stage. Do you understand how in trouble you'd be for that?
That's
he punches her?
No, but you can't even come up and say, good show, lady.
Yeah, it's a weird movie. He just belts Lady Gaga in the face.
First scene. He explains her nose.
Just beats the shit out of her for an hour and a half.
He should have been nominated as a director. I mean, I'm sure he's probably, if there were five directors, he's probably number six in that mix. It's not like they didn't admire what he did. We have to remember that with award season stuff. There's so much great stuff, especially now. I think there's just such a wide range of great films and content out there. It's hard to just
let me ask you this, because you're in this world.
I mean, but to get a performance out of Gaga like that, to get her that small, to get her to trust him, to go no makeup and just be right there, he should have been. He should have gotten a nod for that.
There is a moment where he pees his pants, and it made me think of you.
that's his rock bottom.
Beard,
this relationship is not unlike that one in the movie.
But he did get
his. Did he really pee his pants in the movie?
Yeah.
Don't give it away. It's part of
But he
oh,
did.
I gotta see this shit.
Now, Bradley Cooper, though, he did get his $20 million, right?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. I'm not crying for him. But,
and he's got that wife.
All right, so you know this business pretty good. My theory is this. Again, you can't have a best movie nomination without the best director. That makes no sense to me. I think it's jealousy because this is his rookie movie. This is the first movie he ever directed. And so the people that vote are just like, well, fuck you. This is your first movie.
Is this first he's directed?
This is the first time he's ever directed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sure he's not directed? I'm sure he's directed television, though, and done something with, like...
I don't think so.
Count, though? I
would not...
Jesus Christ! Does that count?
Take a small part in the Clint Eastwood's film, The Mule, which is also good. But I know we're just raging on movies, but we can go on about movies forever.
Oh, we absolutely can. I got one more Oscars thing for you. And again, I hate this because I've not seen any of these, but go for it. You're the actress.
We just talked about this.
Well, the snubs. I don't understand.
Bradley Cooper didn't get a nod for best director.
Emily Blunt did get for.
Oh
Mary
yeah,
Poppins.
Emily Blunt.
Is Mary Poppins' Returns even supposed to be good? And I like your thoughts on Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Even though
it
racist.
Was an all Asian cast, but it was not about being Asians. It was about being poor and being rich. It was any other rom com about a family not accepting you because you're different.
It was well done. Very well done.
But it's
well
a story
acted.
We've seen before.
But it's not like
you
there's
did
a...
like it, though.
Isn't Emily Blunt...
I love rom-coms.
Entertaining.
I'm just sorry. I'm still on the other topic. Emily Blunt, she's British, right?
Yes.
Then why would she get a nomination for Mary Poppins? She can do the voice naturally. It's not an impressive...
I'm obsessed with
these days you have to completely change everything.
You got to earn that.
You got to be old school British, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because British people aren't like Mary Poppins. She's a fantasy also, right?
She should have done it in a Cockney accent.
They could fly? How amazing would that be?
Yeah, there was no bar fights in that movie. There was nothing British about it.
People wouldn't care about Brexit if they were all like Mary Poppins. And Brexit was happening, and they could all fly via a little umbrella.
Reviews were not overall awesome for Mary Poppins, too. They had a lot of early buzz. Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course. Everyone, you know, they rewrote the story. It's like a sequel. There's new music, a lot of hype. But they quietly kind of pulled back on that thing because it just didn't test well going in. I think it'll find legs and digital and all that, but it just wasn't Pirates of the Penzance for them. It kind of went away.
It's also
I'm no longer allowed in movie theaters that have children in them, so I have yet to see Mary Poppins Returns, but I have read that because I love Mary Poppins, who doesn't? I've read that the songs aren't good. And that also Lin-Manuel Miranda, almost as if it was like a nod to Dick Van Dyke's terrible Cockney accent. His accent's terrible.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oi, oh, hey, mate, oh, I'm doing
this. Offensive, right? Yeah, it's offensive.
Offensive. I'm like, I'm told across the board.
How dare he mock a whole culture?
I'd love to, like, that's a good, like, Friday night movie with my kid, like, when it comes out. You know, so I'll check it out then.
You can take her to that.
I might hit the vape first.
Does the guy get to have sex with her in this one?
No,
Jesus
no, no.
Christ. I mean, this guy, you know, we're talking about being put in a friend zone. just show up with two kids. I got to fucking entertain all day in the rain. Give me some pussy, will you?
Lando, as much as you don't think Blunt deserves an Oscar, I have to give her credit for being kind of funny. She equated Dick Van Dyke with Lin-Manuel Miranda's character. Dick Van Dyke was like a chimney sweep amongst other low-class jobs at the time. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's like a light guy. Like, he just goes up and lights the gas lights in London. And she's like, one thing you'll say about Mary Poppins, she likes to slum it with a lower class. Like, that's how she is. Yeah. She likes to fuck around, but, like, flirt, not just sex. And I appreciated that from her.
I don't...
She's coming to get free shit from poor people, which is fucked up.
Right.
Because I think...
nannies do.
I think she was doing pretty well.
Yeah, she could fly.
Yeah, she could fly.
Yeah.
She has that huge bag.
Yeah. Yeah, what's in it? Jewels?
It was a knockoff.
Yeah.
I didn't... None of those, like, Disney movies is that when I was a kid. Really.
I hated them.
I didn't love them.
No.
I don't know them.
The Sound of Music
was...
Ever seen
Aladdin? I'm like, I missed that.
Aladdin was... I liked
like little... Mermaid, but
again, I'm
I liked Robin Williams, so I watched it.
I don't think I sat through Lion King. So, like, I just kind of attention span.
I like Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King was my babysitter when I was...
I know, I've seen a lot of bits. I know what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like it.
I know the one song. Well,
and how brilliant is it that Disney's like, fuck all about being creative. Let's just take all those movies and make them live action.
Because
now.
They're stupid. Yeah, because people are stupid.
People are stupid, yeah.
I got off the train when I saw the most recent Jurassic Park.
Ugh.
And I was like, this is the same movie. Like, they even did all the same scenes
without
over
the
again.
Heart,
with, like, the, huh?
Without the heart, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think no one got eaten this time around. That was it. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you can't. Ugh. Like, any movies that were great like that in the 90s, when they redo them, or even the sequel comes out, there was no violence. Have you ever noticed?
Come on.
Remember, like, the original Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, they don't use their weapons at all. Because they deemed the first one was first one was too violent.
The first one.
Remember they were dark one like
I didn't
a
remember
really
that,
dark
though.
Ninja Turtles one where they kill motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was the Jim Henson version. That was the Jim Henson version.
The first one was great.
Yeah, they were cussing and they beat Raphael to fucking sleep. He was in a coma throughout half the movie because they beat him the fuck up and burned the house down.
Yes.
Second one, they didn't even unsheath their weapons. They were like hitting people with salami and fucking Nerf toys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was so different.
Yeah,
because
I watched the first one with my son recently. And I noticed that because Raphael's cursing immediately because he uses his sigh
all the time.
Basically, after stopping April from getting raped by foot ninjas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one was a real ass movie. Like,
Is
their feet?
This brings
maybe.
This brings up a great point. We have an entire. This is actually rare for us because neither of us have reproduced. She's like legally not allowed to, and I'm just unable to whiskey. But you guys all have kids. What is the dividing line about what you will and will not let your kids see film-wise? Like, is it the violence? Like what? Where does it stop? Like, I can see whatever I don't know. I'm trying to remember one.
My dad let me see anything, really. So, like, I grew up on, like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
No wonder
but,
you
like,
were so fucked up.
Yeah, but, like, Blues Brothers and stuff, when you look at it, my dad was like, so there's tits in it. Who cares? You know, like, he doesn't know. He's five. It's a musical.
Right.
So the way that I look at it, as long as it's not too violent, like, I took my son to see Bumblebee because if there's a gun in the movie now, it's automatically PG-13. So I'm like, how bad could this really be? And it's great. There's a couple scenes that were a little extreme, but he didn't get them. But, and I took him to see Into the Spider-Verse. He loved it. It was definitely complicated. It was fucking great. It was so good. And like, so it's like, as long as I don't think it's too violent, like, or heavy with swearing, I'll pretty much let him see it.
You don't mind about, like, the sex, so it's more the violence.
Yeah, what a difference does it make? He sees that as what he used to eat.
Yeah.
The
vagina.
That was the milk in his cornflakes.
The milk, yeah. Yeah, he used to eat, my boy used to eat pussy.
How about you, Devil? What's the divine line?
All right, so my kids are different ages. So this was a couple years ago, I watched a sex scene with my daughter. She was 12, and it was a graphic one. And I didn't know she was on
ball.
The couch. It was, what the fuck was the movie with Shia LaBeouf, and they were, like, riding around on a bus.
Nymph?
Selling shit. No,
oh,
not
Nymph. I know what movie you're talking about,
banging, like, the dirty girl. Like, the scene that we
Holes?
Watched was graphic. Who?
Not
Holes?
No, not Holes.
Is that what it's called? He dug holes.
You know, in fairness, it should have been called Holes.
I don't know, but this dude laid a dirty chick down in the field, pulled her panties down, and yanked her tampon out. And I was just sitting, like, me and her both stared at the screen and tried our best not to look at each other. And like what I realized was like, oh, I looked over and she wasn't even really paying attention. And I realized it was me. I was uncomfortable with it because I was scared that I would have to explain it.
Yeah.
The kids, they already know.
Paying attention.
But they already know.
Oh, yeah.
They already know. Dude, if I show you some of the stuff that my daughter is following on Instagram, it's like you can't hide the world from your kids. It's just in the car with my daughter yesterday morning, taking her to school, and on the radio, they go, Chris Brown has been arrested in Paris on allegations of rape.
Yeah.
What's rape? Oh, now we have to have this conversation, right? Because you can't hide them from it. It's everywhere. You know?
You had to have a conversation about pussy grabbing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
During the actual, yeah.
So just get ready for it. I had to explain to my 7-year old what rape was yesterday.
Even though how prevalent it is, like, we were talking yesterday, like, when she was 12, she was watching the Britney Spears I'm a Slave for You video.
Oh, God,
video.
I love that loop.
Like, too young to be watching.
But she probably wasn't picking up on that.
No, but, and the thing, but you don't know things. Like, I loved Limp Bizkit's song Nookie.
Yeah.
I knew all the words. But I had no idea what anything meant that I was singing, but I loved it. TRL, I was into it.
Kids with like trap music or, you know, all the new stuff, they know all the words. They don't know what a lot of that stuff means. And I mean, not to be corny, but it's just about parenting, you know.
Cassie, with Melina, like, where's the dividing line? Is it violence? Is it like,
like violence, so she doesn't like anything scary. You know, if The Walking Dead is on or something, she's not even into it, so
she just won't. The room.
Yeah, she'll just, you know, go do her thing. But if we're watching something together, yeah, I'll maybe stop or fast forward. But, I mean, the kid has grown up in New York. Now we're in Jersey. I mean, she grew up, you know, backstage at a Broadway show. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She's comfortable. I mean, you have conversations. You know, you try not to, you know, I don't know, hit them on the nose with things. You know, I'm not going to probably sit through Goodfellas with her most of it, you know, that's violent, you know, another scene. I don't know.
But it sticks with you. I remember my mom taking me with her to see Under Siege because she didn't have a babysitter.
Yeah.
And when those titties came out of the cake, I haven't forgot that for my life.
Dude, me and my dad might have been sitting behind you in that theater. I swear to God. I remember
that's
that
how
too.
We learned. You know, I remember I used to go up to the TV to like look down to see if I could really see down her shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Dean absolutely did
all that.
Yeah.
So I'd rather kind of see it with her if she has questions. You know, not watch it with her explicitly, but like my parents ran the other way. You know, they didn't want anything to do with explaining anything to
right.
us. So,
yeah.
You know, for me, I'm open.
And I remember everything that I saw, something that shocked me. No one could have known that was going to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember, like, movies was a big one because my mom was a single mother, so I went to see a lot of movies with her. But I remember going to see Ghost.
Yeah.
What's the harm in this? That was my first time seeing, like, Bush in a movie. Like,
there was no Bush.
Dude, when she's making the pot and he goes to lift her up and you see full Bush up underneath for that fucking smock.
No,
sock.
I thought she was wearing shorts. No way.
Maybe those were black panties, but I'm trying to go to, I'm sure Mr. Panties. Skin or whatever will
give
no that
Bush. Your mind,
I'm
sir.
An expert at this.
Ghost is PG-13. I think it's, yeah.
No, they used to miss stuff like that.
You are misremembering because you so badly
want.
I didn't know where Bush was at that time.
Playing Bush. What?
Oh my God.
I mean, that was an intense scene, though. Well, I remember not understanding it because I remember my mom put on Silence of the Lambs when I was like 8, and I was standing upstairs. And then when he was dancing with his dick, I didn't know that he tucked his dick or what he was. I just saw him dancing, and my mom's like,
I saw it recently for the first time. I didn't know.
Yeah. No. But my mom just looks at me and goes, "Go downstairs and play."
That's an award that we can add to the Oscars. Like a scene that we know will traumatize a child who sees this is not supposed
brilliant.
To. Like for the scene that you know kids will talk about 20 years from now, we should give out an award for that.
That's true.
See, you're wasting that idea by doing this live, as you did your script by doing this live. You guys are going to get this stolen from
me. Can you imagine the traumatic experience award?
I remember because
I wrote that.
Mentality. Like my aunt, who didn't know any better, took us to Splash. Which obviously is.
How did she know better?
Well, totally inoffensive. It's a great movie. But my mom was like,
just like Blue Lagoon.
But my mom was a hardcore Catholic. She didn't want to see anything remotely resembling nudity. And I remember you can see Daryl Hannah's butt and kind of see her boobs. Oh, believe me, I remember. And I remember going back to my mom being like, my aunt just took me to Splash. Now I can see anything I want. Now I can see anything. Lock me in the eyes, Catholic mom. I can see anything. Yeah.
There's also that weird time between PG and R before PG-13 came out. Yeah. So a bunch of movies that were PG should have been R and vice versa.
That's a good point. It is. That was a fun era.
Yeah.
I think, though, I did miss out by my kids seeing sex scenes and not seeing Broadway yet. I don't know if my kids will ever be able to sit through a Broadway show.
There is concern about that like kids are getting like so, but that's why they are actually trying. Finally, they've come into like the 21st century. They're trying to make more live experiences like Broadway or live shows.
I've taken my son along
on TV,
but multi-camera, like sick. You know, it's the experience, but it's called Broadway HD is a great company that's doing stuff, and they're doing stuff for Netflix, like the play with what's her name, Kerry Washington, right now. That's going to be shot for Netflix. So they're ahead because they're worried about that too. I think people are like, you know, unless it's those top four or five shows that make millions and millions a week, you know, the attention span is just.
Well,
you know,
and like, I think that there's something to be said. Rock of Ages is a good example. There's something to be said about an interactive quality. Like, now when Constantine was in Rock of Ages.
Were you really? That's a great show.
Oh, it was awesome.
Do you know who
I am? Rock of Ages.
I'm sorry.
I
finally saw it last weekend in Detroit.
Oh, that's a bad non-equity production. It's like a.
I enjoyed it.
I know. Right, it's still good. You were out. Yeah, I'm a. So,
the tour.
So, yeah, it's.
It's a good show, though.
It is a
the
great
movie
show.
The movie was not enjoyable.
The movie
I'm
is
sorry,
terrible, but it's. Unfortunately, they've sent it out.
I don't know who
out.
That guy was that played Constantine's role, but I want to punch in the face. Constantine's in it, but like, and he shows his pipes, but it's like a two. Like, he's in it for like 5 seconds.
Let's not talk about it.
I know. Yeah. It bothers
what character were you in?
How
it?
Long are you supposed to look at somebody's
lead, Drew?
Oh, you were? Oh, my God. Look at that.
For like kids.
Not the best actor Tony thing nomination, no big deal.
One of his first two Tony nominations.
Thanks.
But like, you could get, I forget, could you get Zima too? Because you could get Coors Light. It was very like A's. You could drink while watching Rock of Ages.
You can still, you can drink at every theater now.
I think to your point, we really did start that, you know.
It was really interactive.
Well, it's a bit of an immersive show because you have, like, the character who breaks the fourth wall. He's, like, the narrator. So he's like, what's up, audience? Like, from the beginning. So you already know. And, not to talk about our show, but to your point, I think there was something about that immersive experience bringing a different audience to Broadway that's not normally gonna come see a show.
Blacks.
Maybe they'll see more blacks. Well, there used to be a line in the show. Hey, black dude in a rock club. That didn't last very long.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that was like, yeah,
that's
it was
hilarious.
Stacey Jackson walk.
It's fine. Rap of Ages is coming out very soon.
Stacey Jackson walk into the club and everyone's fawning over him. And he's like, hey, black guy in a rock club.
Yeah.
And not
makes
not
him more
that
hateable.
Sucks, man. That's like when they took the N word out of Tom Sawyer. You know what I mean? It's just like it's done after that.
Or Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, it was Huck Finn?
Yeah, that's what it really was.
I love Norm MacDonald's joke about that. He's like, they want to call him N-word Jim. He's like, how about just Jim?
But, you know, sometimes you got to go out there and find the audience and bring them in, you know?
Yeah.
So. But then that's the other point that I was trying to make, but again, I'm sorry about the whiskey, the fact that, like, You were kind enough to give me tickets twice, and the second time I was dating a girl that was way too young for me, and she didn't know any of these 80s tunes. And it's very immersive, Rock of Ages, and goddamn, on her iPod, that's how long ago it was, all those 80 tunes were on there the next day. I mean, she'd never heard of half of them, and they were all on there, from the good ones to the bad ones, Journey, what have you. But she loved all of it. She'd never heard of any of it.
Right.
Can I ask
like
a question?
Now it's weird.
Does it always end with Journey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be from Detroit?
Yeah, I think he's probably more like from the burbs, like Troy or something like
that. Gotcha. Okay.
But he's like that's the metaphor.
Okay, but that was actually in there. It wasn't them just pandering to the okay.
Again, they completely
no South Detroit's
changed.
Canada, but still.
Yeah, exactly.
The tour is sort of like an look. It's got the songs and a lot of the jokes that we all created in a room like this together. But it's basically a third party production company.
Sure.
Licensing the name, calling it a 10-year anniversary. It's all non-union actors.
Oof.
And And they're selling $200 Broadway seats.
So the producers are just getting all the money.
It's just a terrible thing. It's like, and they took the whole set away. They changed the choreography. They changed because they'd have to pay for all of those sort of
things.
Sure. Right. So, yeah, it's like, it's Rock of Ages, but it's not.
I gotcha.
And granted, like when you're doing Shakespeare, like each director will do it differently. They'll set it in the future. They'll set it, you know, here, whatever. They do it with four chairs. Fine. You're entitled to do that. But
it's also an interpretation of Shakespeare, not 80s rock.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you kind of
there really
have a
is
more,
a story there, yeah, in a comedy that is missed. What's when that? It's not the right actor troupe.
How?
What's the difference? Well, when's an iambic pentameter?
Well, Shakespeare's really, you know, I mean.
Boring. A's Rock is awesome.
True.
Shakespeare can be interpreted really differently. I guess
well
80s
use
rock
this
can.
Footage while we have it again, since we have three dads here, which is a weird turnout for Joe, even though she doesn't have kids.
I'm okay.
Anne Hathaway was being Ellen. yesterday, and apparently Anne Hathaway had a leg to drink. Yeah, you really fucking hate her.
I hate her.
That's the mystery.
Anne Hathaway liked to drink, but you know what, guys?
So do you.
She had a kid. Take a look. She's making a difference as far as sobriety is concerned.
I was just kind of, have you guys ever had to do a meeting hungover? You don't have to admit it. And so I was just kind of like stumbling in one eye open, and I was trying to convince him about certain things about my character. And at the end of it, I said, listen, I've got a confession. I was hungover the entire time. And he just goes, oh, really? I couldn't tell. And then 2 days later, we had another meeting, and I showed up. He said, oh, now I can.
Yeah, the difference between the other meeting. And then you quit drinking after that, right?
I did. I quit drinking back in October.
Like forever?
For 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop drinking while my son's living in my house, just because I don't totally love the way I do it. And he's getting to an age where he really does need me all the time in the mornings.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can hire help.
That doesn't even that doesn't feel honest. I don't even think she believes that she's going to stop drinking.
Well, no, and as a recovering alcoholic, I'm going to go ahead and say that would never be your answer.
No.
Yeah, let's go to Landau first, right? As a recovering drug addict alcoholic.
You would say one day at a time, or I'm going to try not exactly 18 years until my son's old enough. What a
piece. On his 18th birthday, right?
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, man.
It's pandering.
Her, like, her team has had a hard time making her likable for a long
branding
time.
Branding her.
And, oh, yeah.
And she's looks like that. She's stunning. She is really talented.
I think she's really talented and hot. I don't get why people hate her as much as
they just do. She'll never have that Sandra Bullock just thing that people just, like, love her and like her so much. And she's trying to be a little quirky, and it was probably something that they're like, yeah, let's sit. And then Page Six picked it up. This was on Ellen. I mean, it was...
That was Ellen?
That's from Ellen.
I thought that was Dennis the Menace.
It's actually Andy Levy.
I thought it was young Macaulay Culkin.
Like, just one of those little, like, kind of hooks that they bring into the interview when, you know what I'm saying? It was like...
They have a story to tell.
Like her story, and it just didn't land, and it didn't make her likable. The audience was like, what? Have we done a... What?
Well, you're right, though.
How
much
does that cost to go on a show, like a platform, and try to give the world your new image? Like, you pay for that? Is that how that works?
No, she's guests.
They'll get raped.
You just aren't paid for going on it.
Yeah.
I think
like a SAG. You get a SAG kind of, you know, like appearance, kind of principal appearance fee.
But like,
Ellen, you do, yeah.
But like, what if Ellen doesn't want to use her platform to help build that person up? Can they still pay Ellen's team to get on
these shows? Booking these shows is all about relationships. That booker, you know, they, you know, maybe also have Matthew McConaughey, and they want Matthew McConaughey for his next movie, so they're going to take, you know, what's her name for this film, and it's just a series of handshakes and pats on the back, and everyone's helping. Now they might lead the, you know. Commercials might have a, you know, they might have bought ad space. The next commercial break might be for her movie, you know. So it's all placement. It's all handshakes.
It's all a conspiracy. Like, I was told I couldn't ask back when magazines actually mattered. They don't anymore. That's why I'm poor. But when they did matter, like, I would interview celebrities, and they're like, if you actually ask this question, we won't give you this bigger celebrity
right.
that we also represent.
All that.
And it's all colluding. And I was against it,
so
but
the show was never yours.
Yeah.
Huh.
But even in this, they try to make her pander to drinking and non-drinking people, and if you look, even Ellen brushes her off. She's like, yeah, that's great, and just goes on to the next thing. Like,
wow.
She can't even stomach it.
Isn't Ellen sober?
I don't think so.
She's very proud.
Yeah, she's got to be drinking. She just ended her special dancing to Back That Ass Up. You don't do that sober.
Right. No.
You don't dance that much.
This line of questioning, and then also explain to me. All right, Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway is annoying in that. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Overall, I do still like Anne Hathaway, but explain why you don't. And then...
When I was younger, my mother said I was an Anne Hathaway type. I immediately hated her. Not my mother, Anne Hathaway. I really disliked her when she said something in an interview about she did the movie Something Beautiful, or basically she played a drug addict and she was like completely nude. And so I think in an interview she said, I thought I would be nominated because I got nude for this film.
Did you really do? Really?
Yeah. And then she was in Rachel Getting Married and like, good movie, but like, okay performance. I didn't think it was fabulous. She was good in Les Mis, I'll give her that. But yeah, just in general, I just her demeanor, her personality, and the thing is, this was the most entertaining story
Catwoman.
For Ellen that she could do.
I love it.
Again,
the movie with Steve Carell? No.
But I love what Catwoman. I just heard there, because that was like a bigger level of just getting a girl to do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, literally, yo, take your clothes off. You're getting awards.
Yeah.
A Weinstein like, production.
Yeah.
Tastes like strawberries. Yeah.
The producer said if I watched him shower, I would get an Oscar.
You know, she's also not someone that's like ever had an ounce.
And Joe didn't want to hear her story.
Imagine the director.
She's from like a really affluent, you know, North Jersey family, went to private school, you know, had a manager since she's like 14. You know, it's one of these kind of things. Dude, that was, she was like 16, 17 in that, you know, so.
Yeah, she was.
You know, some of it is just,
sorry.
Like, I would have styled her a little differently on that show. She just looked too like go like clean, like barely any makeup, like, you know. You know, just like jeans and like a jacket, mm-hmm. you know, kind of more relatable. Honestly, like you are right now, you know, and like her natural looks would like pay. But she's so worried about selling the makeup.
You hurt yourself.
Selling the makeup, selling the things, selling the brand and all that. Because there's so much that comes into
Nobody
it.
Wants to get taken advantage of. Like, no. You know who really went all out and never got anything? Remember that little boy who played Atreyu on the Neverending Story?
Yeah.
And they pulled his chest out and threw him in mud and made him wet, and then you never saw him ever again. They just used that boy up. He did everything they told him to in that movie.
I actually just watched that with my son the other day, and it's true.
It's creepy, right?
By the way, that's a fucked up movie.
He did everything. He never worked again.
Like, dude, all 80s kids either OD'd as an adult or fucking
Do you understand how traumatizing that movie must have been to make? Just a bunch of old men rubbing mud all over him and getting him right and wet for the scene. The good action.
Your best day is when you get to ride a nightmarish monster.
A dog.
Yeah, a dog flying thing.
Why do we allow children to do anything? Dude, if you look at me. If there are children acting or doing music, they are being abused.
I know. That's so true.
He's not wrong.
That whole mud scene wasn't even supposed to be in the film. It was just the production office.
Temple, you know who's losing jobs? Midgets playing kids.
Oh my god!
Midgets can play kids. Because
they could have took it.
And
you mean because Peter Savage Dinklage is the only midget on. Taken seriously?
Did it? By the way, it's funny you mentioned that Fred Savage was on that same show that Anne Hathaway was on Ellen. Like, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, because he's got Friends from College on Netflix now. Fred Savage, don't sleep. He's had a couple
Fred
more.
Fred was also, he produced Always Sunny, right?
Dude,
he's made a ton of money in directing.
He directed a Lazy Boy commercial I did with Brooke Shields. He directs a lot.
Yeah, he's been directing.
Looks like my middle brother, so I never liked him.
I can't imagine he didn't make a ton of money as a kid on Wonder Years and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but remember the kid's parents and usually that kind of shit. It's usually Gary Coleman effect.
Yeah, because
like, if you're Fred Savage, do you like commission your brother when he started to get a career to? You're like, look, you have a career
because of me.
Their mom's name is Joanne.
Well, didn't he bring him into The Wizard? Wasn't Ben Savage in The Wizard? I don't remember. Yeah.
Twins, are they like, you know, our sister's like a full blown movie star now?
What are they doing now? But they're billionaires.
They just have a brand.
Elizabeth and James.
Yeah, it's massive.
All things I can't afford.
Yeah, they're worth $1 billion combined.
Any affordable stuff? Like, did they do like a Marshalls brand or thing? Or no? It's all like
their stuff is at Nordstrom Rack. So if it's like on clearance, I could maybe afford. Are they
like? Are they like barren now? No children from either one of those.
He's dating a super old man.
Olsen.
French.
The Olsens.
Guy.
Which one killed Heath Ledger?
now.
Michelle Williams?
Yeah. Oh. You're so fucking right. She's the last person to
somebody was here. Yeah, one of them was in there in the hotel room. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the twins.
She took a spin, too, before that?
Yeah, I think so. Let me just take a spin. She gave him the sleeping pills. She's like, hey, Joker.
And did she try to, like, clean it up a little bit?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
He asked for the pill.
I wanted him in the third one.
Yeah, yeah.
He asked me for a pill. I said, you got it, dude, and I left.
It's not even really a conspiracy theory. It's actually kind of true. She called someone to help clean it up after she knew he was dead. Like, that's on record, I believe.
Wow. Can you give me sleeping pills? You got it, dude.
Ruined a great actor.
Why do I smell soup? Am I dying?
I smell soup, too. Is that
you're in big
strokes?
Trouble, mister.
Oh, my gas is wonderful.
Nicky Landau's gas.
Chicken noodle?
It does smell like chicken noodle.
Chunky?
Did somebody make some chicken noodle?
Yeah, that is pretty.
Grandmama?
Are we above a soup
microwave
kitchen?
Is really good. All right, so
what's
anyway,
in there,
you got
it, Serena.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's definitely yours. Guys, let's go around the table. Give me what you want to plug, promote, or prescribe. I need some Adderall.
Cool. Should I start?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's fun. It's always great being here. I'm going. I just did an episode of Madam Secretary guest star, so that'll
awesome.
Be coming up in a few weeks. Did a couple films to end the year, so those will be out, I think, this year. But I'm going on tour with Postmodern Jukebox next month. We'll be at the Beacon Theater in February.
Yeah.
So here in New York, new record coming out. So just follow me on the Instagram at Constantine Maroulis, or on Bumble. What?
And also on Bumble.
All right, guys. Hashtag Look At It This Way is a video series I do on Instagram and Twitter. So you can follow me or just search that hashtag, Look At It This Way, see me take my point of view and just like crazy spin on
funny.
Anything that's going on. And t-shirts are available. Finding a way to monetize this shit. So you can click on the link, order a t-shirt, you know, support the me making these videos in my room.
Do it. Landau?
You can watch me every day here on Compound Media from
4
to 6 p.m. on the best show on the network
what?
By far.
Great stickers.
Thank you.
I put them on stuff.
And this Thursday, quite seriously, come down to Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, PA. I'm doing a show called Stand Up for Recovery, steelstacks.org. All the money goes to a school that helps drug-addicted teens and their families. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart. Steelstacks.org this Thursday, 7:30 p.m.
Nice.
Wow, this is a bad segue to our end of the show thing. By the way, this is a joke, Dave. I can't emphasize this enough. But we have I think you've seen it since last year on, but just say Joe. All right.
Why wouldn't I find
that funny?
Sum
it all up. PSA.
It's
again, this is a joke.
By the way, I know who made that.
Anne Hathaway, I'm going to apologize. I take back everything I said because I might need you to play my sister in my upcoming project about the Cushing sisters. So take it back.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? We're just shooting a video.
We're
shooting a video.
We're not having that.
Exactly.
Hey. Hey!